Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
You know, like over the last year or two, Rick, we've had a number of fantastic sporting events like the first night cricket test and the soccer at Adelaide Oval, the grand final. We're spoiled for choice a little bit over recent times.
Well, I guess since we've had the Adelaide Oval venue upgrade, it's going to attract more and more attention, no matter what code of sport.
And then we've got, like last Friday, it was a Wayne Gretzky Ice Hockey Spectacular, which included a team from USA and Canada playing at the Entertainment Centre about 2 km away from Adelaide Oval. That was a different type of sport than what we're used to with our footy and cricket there.
Well, it is, and it was amazing that you brought the topic up because I went to my records and discovered that I had quite a lot of literature from the ice arena from the early days when it first started. In my former career as a sports coordinator, I used to take students there, and way back when it opened in 1981, and I've still got some memorabilia.
Yeah, what is your memories about going back there in the early days?
Oh, well, it was a sort of, it was a revolutionary place because we'd had nothing like it in Adelaide, really. There'd been some roller skating rinks in Hindley Street and so forth, but to actually have genuine ice arena was quite fantastic.
I remember as a kid being brought up in Elizabeth, there on Elizabeth Way, where the Kentucky Fried Chicken is nowadays, there was a roller rink there in little old Elizabeth.
Well, I didn't know that, so there you go. One of the amazing things about the ice arena, and I guess it goes down in history forever, was that it was, in fact, according to what I understand, in 1987, it was the first arena in the world to have an indoor ski slope, which, in fact, they had to obviously close the place for a little while they built that. But to have that in little old Adelaide as the first ever in the world as an indoor ski slope is pretty amazing, I think.
Yeah, little old Adelaide, how more progressive can we get? That was a fantastic concept, but obviously it sort of died out after about 10, 20 years.
Well, yes, evidently the ski slope, I don't know whether it was through upkeep or whatever, but they actually they didn't close the arena, but they closed the ski slope in 2005.
Yeah, and then getting back to some ice hockey, there's a lot of local lads from Gawler and the region that play roller hockey at the Gawler Rec Centre that actually progress and play in the local league up in at Theberton in the ice hockey up there. So there is a strong connection here to Gawler.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, if you want to go to ice hockey, the fact was that you basically had to go to Adelaide and to the ice arena to be able to do that. And I guess roller hockey or in any other version other than ice hockey leads to ice hockey. So I guess that's pretty reasonable that that was the way you'd get there.
I remember, it must have been near on 20 years ago, I took my wife and the kids who were all under 10 at that stage down to the ice hockey at Theberton and watching it. And I remember we had a really good time, but until last Friday, that was the only time I'd ever been. Have you ever been to an ice hockey game?
Never ever have I been to an ice hockey game. On just about all the occasions that I've been to the ice arena, which over the years was plenty, you saw lots of ice skating and people practicing all their twists and turns and jumps and whatever, but I've never seen an ice hockey match, as it were.
Of course, there's a national league nowadays, and the Adelaide Adrenaline, they play sort of most weekends, home and away, and they have a pretty good record. They've won at least one premiership over the last 5 or 6 years, and the local coach, Ryan O'Hanley, he's actually involved with the Gawler Rangers Baseball Club. He was their coach for a while and, in fact, coached the national under-21 team that went to Canada.
Oh, right. That's very interesting indeed. I did hear that at one stage when the ice arena had to be closed earlier in the year for major repairs, which have now been done and the major ice has been reopened again, there was concern about where the ice hockey team was going to be playing. In fact, obviously, they were going to have to play all away games until the big ice became available again.
Yes, and also there's been a little bit of a push in regards to building another ice ring up here north of Elizabeth, and It's something to do with the sports precinct that they're working on with Adelaide United's soccer facilities are there for training, and they're looking at a big tennis complex that's been opened, and they're working on that at the moment, and the bowls and softball. And part of those plans, they're looking at an ice arena out here at Elizabeth somewhere.
Well, I mean, the whole complex will be, if it actually gets done, will be amazing. I mean, it's a huge amount of money. I understand that the ice arena itself would be upwards of $15 million. So by the time you throw in everything else, I'd love to think it's going to happen, but I won't be holding my breath to see it on opening day at this point in time.
Well, getting back to last Friday, going to watch the Wayne Gretzky All-Stars between USA and Canada, the atmosphere was absolutely sensational. There was athletes there that were top of their game, and for them to come out and sort of put on the display in Adelaide for the first time, they've had tours in the past, but they've missed Adelaide. But this time they included Adelaide as a third game of five. They started at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne, and Canada won that game quite comfortably. Then they went to Perth, and there was a shootout which Canada won. Then they came to Adelaide, and the USA won that game 4-2, which was really exciting. Went to Sydney, where Wayne Gretzky made an appearance on the ice. He's the most famous sort of ice hockey player ever, so that sort of was a big draw card there. And Canada won, so they won the series. And there's one more game left in Brisbane to finish the series, but Canada have already won. The game in Adelaide was an absolute amazing game. USA scored a goal in the first period. They have three periods of 20 minutes, and USA scored about 7 minutes in, and then it was scoreless until the third and final period. And in the first 90 seconds, USA made it 2-0. So the pro-Canada sort of crowd was sort of probably rearing the fact that it looked like USA would win, but in a matter of about 5 minutes, two Canadian goals made it 2-2, and the whole place, the roof could have lifted off with all the noise, and USA came back quickly and scored a goal, and then about a minute later, another goal. So they won the game 4-2, but the actual experience and seeing these athletes on the ice and the quickness, there was a bit of hitting into the side parts of the rink, and there was a lot of sort of real fast sort of play with the puck going up and down, and it was sort of hard for people like myself to fully understand it at the time, but sort of reading about it afterwards and having a think, it is really a fast sport.
Well, it's evidently the fastest in the world from what I can understand, particularly the speed at which the puck travels. And obviously, in the Americas, it's an amazingly popular sport, fanatically popular from what I can understand. I guess it's a very costly sport. I was very fascinated to hear the manager of this tour talking about how they had to piggy jump the ice rinks because it took days for them to set up in obviously places like the entertainment centre where the ice has to be done in layers. It just can't, the water just can't be poured in and all of a sudden cooled down. And so while they were establishing a rink in Adelaide, they'd be playing in Melbourne and then piggybacking the rink after they'd used it over to Perth or whatever. And it sounded a bit like some of the Rolling Stone tours where they used ginormous stages and did the same sort of thing.
Yeah, the a little bit of a funny story. I was there with my wife Sue, and I said to her, "Who do you want to win?" And she said, "Canada." And I said, "Fair enough." But she asked me who I wanted, and I said, "USA." And we were sending pictures of the rink to my son over in Sydney, and I said, USA 2-0 up, and then when they came back and Canada came back to make it 2-0, I sent a little message to say, Mum's real happy now, but then when USA scored a couple of goals to win it, I said, oh, I think Mum might be changing sides now. So it was that type of atmosphere, real sort of family getting, into it. And it's a really good sport in that regard that you can share that type of humour around more so than when you're barracking for your footy team or what have you. It's almost life and death that you have to win.
Yeah, well, I guess I haven't seen a game, but I guess from looking at it, one of the great advantages would be very similar to, Cooper Stadium for soccer, that you're so much closer to the game than you are for a game like Aussie Rules, where the crowd isn't right on top of the actual playing arena, whereas I guess for ice hockey and soccer, that's what makes it even more attractive because you're so involved and so close to the action.
And one thing I think you would have been happy with, that you could purchase a program for the game, which was quite extensive. It had all the players' names and it had stories, it had a little bit of history, and it was a really good buy. I think it was only about $15. And, of course, when we went to the Adelaide United Grand Final, there was no program, so it made a big difference seeing a program.
Well, I just hope Soccer Australia were at a couple of these games. They might have learnt something about producing a program.
All right, well, until next time, this is the Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.